It's Tuesday of Holy Week. Our Roman station today is Santa Prisca on the Aventine Hill. The identity of St. Prisca is uncertain. One tradition claims that she is identical with Priscilla, who is mentioned in the New Testament. Another that she was the daughter of Aquila and Priscilla. Acts 18 say that when Paul was in Corinth, he stayed with Aquila and Priscilla, Jewish Christians exiled from Rome. He was with them again in Ephesus after they moved. They returned to Rome at some point, and Paul sends his greetings to them there in Romans 16. The tradition claims that today's station was originally their house. It could be, however, that Prisca was the 13-year-old of noble birth baptized by Peter and who was sent to the lions. Pious legend says that the lions just licked her feet, so they cut off her head. The first documentary evidence of this church is from 489. Today in the older Vetus Ordo form of the Roman Rite, we hear Jeremiah, a foreshadowing figure of the Lord's suffering, saying, "I was like a lamb led to the slaughter." And then for Mass we sing the Passion according to St. Mark. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Imagine the joyful and triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. The cheering crowds line the street along which he approaches, riding upon the foal of an ass. Palm and olive branches are waved aloft, while groups of children cry out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" In the midst of all this exultation, Jesus appears to be absorbed and detached. In his representation of this scene, a famous artist painted a large cross in the distance, far beyond the cheering crowd. The divine vision of Jesus certainly saw this cross. He knew that in a few days he would be arrested as a malefactor and crucified between two thieves. The ingratitude of men toward the divine Redeemer was to go even to this length. We also shall have our moments of happiness and of victory in life, but, like Jesus, we must not trust too much in the joys and conquests of this world. The warning of the Holy Spirit that the end of joy may be sorrow is, unfortunately, only too true. Earthly happiness lasts for a short time and ends in grief, so we must seek the true and lasting happiness, which comes from the divine grace and from constant conformity with the will of God. This happiness will never pass away, but will become everlasting in heaven. Every unhappy soul in the world has a cross embedded on it. The cross was never meant to be on the inside, but only on the outside. When the Israelites were bitten by the serpents and the poison seeped within, Moses planted a brazen serpent on a stick, and all who looked on it were healed. So the Son of Man came in the likeness of man, but was without sin, and all who look upon him on his cross are saved. In like manner, the inner cross disappears when one catches a vision of the great outer cross on Calvary. Fulton Sheen. The Collect in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who fail through our weakness in so many difficulties may be relieved through the pleading of the passion of thy only begotten Son. Oremus, da quaesumus Domine Deus, ut qui in tot adversis ex nostra infirmitate deficimus, intercedente unigeniti filii tui passione respiremus, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.